sky, and your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all your might and glory, you vanished from the skies, leaving just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame, to vanish from your throne on high, leaving only a memory of your name. Rainbow bird, oh mighty phoenix, come once more into the eyes of man. From the ancient days of Atlantis, in centuries numbered 10 times 10 times 10, whisper and say that you will come again, and once more man will prosper beneath your rainbow wing. And on your mighty far-flecked back, there shall stand that man. His words will be for the voice you lack, a guide for the race of man. Oh, rainbow bird, mighty phoenix, come once more into the eyes of man. From the ancient days of Atlantis, in centuries numbered 10 times 10 times 10, 10 times 10 times 10,
10 times 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 10 Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas. And next week, we'll be having some wonderful guests on. We were at the Freedom Conference in Dallas and got to meet and talk with a lot of heroes in this Patriot movement. Joe Bannister will be, hopefully this next week, if we can get a hold of him, of her, we'll be talking to Joe Bannister. We'll be talking to Sherry Peel Jackson. And we'll be, today, I'd love to talk to you. Our number here is 800-313-9443. I want to talk to you today about Liberty Villages, about, and they're all across America, not just in my backyard. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, P.A. 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. Still on the road. Unfortunately, I had planned on being back in Bingham today to be able to take your calls and line up some of our guests that we're planning on having on. But day before yesterday, we were starting back. And we had a blowout. We had a blowout on the fifth wheel. And we really didn't know that that was happening until somebody pulled up beside us and pointed. And yeah, we pulled over and finally got the tire changed and found out an axle had come loose. So we're having that welded this morning, and we'll be back on the road, and hopefully we can make it back to Bingham by tomorrow. Just a little bit inconvenient trying to do the shows from motel rooms. Now, I've been requested to talk to you about Liberty Village. Liberty Villages. Now, we've got the plan that's up on the website, second page. And I'm trying to get there, but unfortunately, now my computer seems to be a little on the slow side. Before I talk about that, We just got a recording or a video here about Giuliani. As a mayor of New York, Giuliani was introducing David Rockefeller as a force for peace and freedom in the world, and gave me just a little bit of information I wasn't aware of, David Rockefeller is the creator of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, but he's also evidently behind this whole new North American Union type of promotion, peace and prosperity. Yeah, they got Bush to stand in for it. But the North American Union is pretty much full speed ahead. And it's coming to fruition now. But there's more in the pike that you need to be aware of, and pretty much what we're seeing here is more and more justification for getting out of the cities, getting back to the country, getting back to small town America. And what I'm trying to access here is Bill 1959 in the House. Unfortunately, it's just not opening up for me here. This bill, in combined with the hate law bills that we recently just put into action, presents a real frightening scenario for America. We've already got over 2 million Americans in prison, and this issue of this current issue of the Free American, we tell you about that from a former Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. One in every 31 Americans in prison right now. And new laws coming along all the time. Paul Craig Roberts says America's injustice system is criminal. He says, starts out mildly by saying the United States has a large number of wrongfully convicted. Many reasons for this. One is that the U.S. has the largest percentage of its citizens imprisoned of all the countries in the world, including China. One of every 32 U.S. adults is behind bars on probation or on parole. Given a wrongful conviction rate, the larger the percentage of citizens in jail, the greater the number of wrongfully convicted are. Ed Brown probably being one of those. Sherry Peel Jackson now being found guilty of willful failure to file. According to the International Center of Prison Studies at King's College in London, the U.S. has 700,000 more of its citizens incarcerated than China, a country with a population 4 to 5 times larger than the U.S., and 1,330,000 more people in prison. That's more people, 1,300,000 more people in prison than crime-ridden Russia. The United States has 5% of the world's population and 25% of the world's prisoners. The American incarceration rate is 7 times higher than that of European countries. Either America is a land of criminals or something is seriously wrong with the criminal justice system in the land of the free. And they're doing more. They got the hate law follies. Now, demonstrators led by Al Sharpton recently marched on Washington to demand justice through the federal use of hate laws. Seeking justice from hate laws is like seeking weight loss at McDonald's. Sharpton said every every noose hanging should be prosecuted. Would that include attention-getting incidents like the black students hung a noose on her darn room door in an attempt to get out of the university? And if every word or symbol of racial or religious hatred is to be prosecuted, when will lawyers file briefs against those who cuss in Jesus' name or call Christian moral beliefs homophobic, along with blasphemous art like the crucifix hanging in your end? These words are certainly seem like symbols of religious hatred of Christianity, but hate laws aren't an instrument of justice. They are a political tool designed to privilege certain social groups to silence others. They end up as an instrument of oppression for those in power, eventually silencing the very groups who may have sought their protection. And this is not very well understood because students in West Virginia recently rallied. They said hate crimes should have protected Megan Williams. But supposedly somebody that was tortured. And but the hate crime laws are so complicated that the prosecutors on the Williams case hadn't filed charges despite marches and protests. That should tell you something. And the Anti-Defamation League of Banana Breath has always led the charge towards hate crime laws. And police from 15 European nations just met in London to be trained in hate crime response by Paul Goldenberg of the American Jewish Committee. The seminar was organized by the ADL, ADL-led Organization of Security and Cooperation in Europe. So this is going on all over the country. But why do we have the most people in prison? The one of the reasons the U.S. Wrongful conviction rate is extremely high is that hardly any of the convicted have had a jury trial. No peers have heard the evidence against them, found them guilty in the U.S. criminal justice system. More than 95% of all felony cases are settled with a plea bargain. And before jumping to the conclusion that an innocent person should not admit guilt, be aware of how the system, how the process works. Any defendant who stands trial faces more severe penalties if found guilty than if he agrees to a plea bargain. Prosecutors don't like trials because they're time-consuming, a lot of work. To discourage trials, prosecutors offer defendants reduced charges and lighter sentences than would result from a jury conviction. In the event a defendant insists upon his innocence, prosecutors pile on charges until the defendant's lawyer and family finally convince the defendant that a jury is likely to give a prosecutor a conviction on at least one of the many charges, and the penalty will be greater than a negotiated plea. The criminal justice system today consists of a process whereby a defendant is coerced into admitting to a crime in order to escape more severe punishments for manifesting maintaining his innocence. And many of the crimes for which people are in prison never occurred. They are made-up crimes created by a process of negotiation to close a case. And it's only going to get worse. Our number here, if you want to call in, is 800-313-9443. You're listening to The Free American. I'm Clay Douglas.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The information I'm sharing with you right now comes from Paul Craig Roberts. He was the Assistant Secretary of Treasury in the Reagan administration, associate editor at Wall Street Journal, editorial page, and contributing editor of the National Review. He's the co-author of The Tyranny of Good Intentions. And from Associated Press, prior to that, following Paul Craig's article, is an article by Cassie Hunt. Okay, let me look at this here. Who says 7 million people, and she echoes this, one in every 32 Americans were behind bars on probation or on parole at the end of last year, according to the Justice Department. Of those, 2.2 million were in prison or jail, an increase of over 2.7% of the previous year. More than 4.1 million people were on probation. 208,000 were on parole. And that's at the end of 2005. Paul Craig Roberts says that prosecutors do not have to make decisions about cases or prosecute to prosecute or risk losing cases. By coercing pleas, prosecutors can prosecute every case and boast of extremely high conviction rates. Now, I'm trying to pull up some of these stories, and things just aren't working that well. No, that's not what we want either. Incredible error. Looking for Senate Bill 1959. Let's see if this is this comes. Violent radicalization and homegrown terrorist. That's the title on the bill. And I'll try to pull that in here, but meanwhile, let me tell you that if this bill is passed and becomes law, your words and actions could be considered terrorism. This basically guts free speech and empowers the government to declare anything they deem extremist belief systems instantly make you a terrorist, resulting in the stripping of U.S. citizenship, torture, and or execution with no habeas corpus rights, no ability to challenge even in the U.S. Supreme Court. And we got 7 million people in prison and jail already, and then they're trying to pass something like this. If this becomes law, my words could be considered promoting an extremist belief system, and all they have to say is that you are using planned or threatened force. This does not have to be violence. Force by exposing corruption, criminality against the civilian population of the United States or any segment thereof. If you read this bill many times, very carefully, you are the terrorist, which means they can strip your citizenship and have you tortured or executed. This, basically, it's following the lines of what I've told you, that the war on terror is a war on anyone who is against one world government, one world banking. I'd like to know what you think about it. And you can call me at 800-313-9443. I've got a copy of the bill up. And I believe I've got a copy of the bill up. It's sponsored by Senator Susan Collins of Maine.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
All right. To go back quickly to Paul Craig Roberts. He points out that going to trial is no guarantee that an innocent person will be acquitted. Prosecutors routinely withhold exculpatory evidence and suborn perjury. Generally, jurors trust prosecutors and are unaware of their inventory of dirty tricks. Few jurors can tell the difference between bogus evidence and real evidence. For example, psychologists and criminologists have established beyond all doubt that eyewitnesses are usually 50% of the time. Yet jurors generally usually believe eyewitnesses unless they think the witness has it in for the defendants and is lying. And prosecutors, and there still are a few, who are meticulous about their cases and fair to defendants, show poor results compared to high convictions against prosecutors who run plea bargain mills, and frame-up factories. Today's criminal justice system is results-oriented, not justice-oriented. In the past, judges could give light sentences to people they believed had been wrongfully convicted, but law and order conservatives have taken sentencing discretion away from judges. Today, prosecutors hold all the cards. And many conservatives believe that prisons are full of hardened criminals who libel judges liberal judges are determined to release to prey upon society. In truth, the largest percentage of prisoners are drug users who are victims of the conservatives' war on drugs. Drug offenses account for 49% of federal prison population growth between 1995 and 2003. Many of these prisoners are mothers arrested for drug use, and the greatest victims of the drug laws are the children whose mothers are incarcerated. As females become sexually active at younger and younger age, state legislators have stupidly raised the age to which to which it is legal to engage in sexual activity. Today, significant percentages of new prisoners are young men imprisoned for engaging in sexual activity with teenage girls. In the U.S., criminal justice has more to do with ruining people than punishing criminals. And now we've got this, and this is... This is the act in Congress. It's called H.R. 1955, and H.R. 1959 is the Senate bill, pretty much the same. And it's referred to as the committee, it's referred to the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs. This is an act to prevent homegrown terrorists and for other purpose. Short title, Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. You have to understand, folks, this is again from the Homeland Security Act of 2002. It's in general, it's Title 8 of the Homeland Security Act of 2002. And it's amended by adding the following a new subtitle, Prevention of Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism. The term violent radicalization means the process of adopting or promoting an extremist belief system for the purpose of facilitating ideologically based violence to advance political, religious, or social change. Isn't that exactly what the Declaration of Independence did? Weren't our founding fathers of this country basically violent terrorists against England? Now, let's... The findings here, Congress finds the following. The development and implementation of methods and processes which can be utilized to prevent violent radicalization, homegrown terrorism, ideologically based violence in the United States is critical to combating domestic terrorism. The promotion of violent radicalization, homegrown terrorism, and ideologically based violence exists in the United States and poses a threat to homeland security. The Internet has aided in facilitating violent radicalization, ideologically based violence, and homegrown terrorism processes in the United States by providing access to broad and constant streams of terrorist-related propaganda to United States citizens. The United States must continue its vigilant effort to combat international terrorism. It must strengthen efforts to combat the threat posed by homegrown terrorists based and operating within the United States. Understanding the motivational factors that lead to violent radicalization, homegrown terrorism, and ideologically based violence is a vital step towards eradicating these threats in the United States. Now, I'm asking you, if Joe McCarthy was right, and he's featured in here too, about the communists infiltrating America, American systems are infiltrating our State Department, if the articles and information provided, of course, by the Internet is accurate, and we are doing the work following directions and guidelines from another country outside the United States, another government foreign to the United States, and whether they're Soviet, whether they're Israeli, whether they're Palestinian or Saudi Arabian, really doesn't make that much difference. if they have already taken over our system, our government, and from what it looks like, our legal system. If the people they are putting in jail and the people that they are targeting for Homeland Security are simply not rebels, what if they are concerned Americans like Jose Campion and Nacho Ramos, who fell victim to these prosecutors like Johnny Sutton, and have been put in prison and been in prison for a year for stopping an illegal alien? There should be no doubt in anyone's mind that these law enforcement officers stopped a criminal, especially now, since he has been busted again with another load of drugs. Now, I know that this sounds twisted. This sounds strange. That we're putting law enforcement officers in for somebody bringing drugs in. And you got to be saying, no, that can't be true. That can't be true. That's not right. They must have done something wrong. Yeah, they did something wrong. They shot him in the ass instead of the head. So he got to testify against him with the help of Homeland Security. Now, the Homeland Security, if they're protecting us, then these police officers ought to get a medal. They ought to get be rewarded, not imprisoned. And if the prosecutors are working for the other side, and believe me, there is another side here, what this new 1955-1959 bill is going to do is make anybody that is standing up for these police officers, anybody, and they've already done it. They've already done it, folks. The FBI, about 2 months ago, they put out a bulletin that said, if you are against the United Nations and you are for the Constitution, that you might be a terrorist. And certain governments, including the United Kingdom, Canada, and Australia, it says here, have significant experience with homegrown terrorism, and the United States can benefit from lessons learned by these nations. United Kingdom, that's England, the empire on which the sun never set, and for 200 years they have been trying to reinstitute their control and their rule over those rebellious colonists. That's you and me. Now, this bill here in the House, already passed by the House yet, hasn't passed by the Senate yet, but unless you just sit back and watch CNN, it's going to happen. They want to establish within the legislative branch of the government, the National Commission on the Prevention of Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism. Now, what this bill doesn't say, but the FBI does, if you are supporting the Constitution, if you are against the North American Union, which brings in Mexico and Canada in here, Will Canada, will we be forced to adopt Canada's idea of justice? The story's in here in this issue of the Free American. It's in here. About Ernst Zundel, kidnapped from his home in Tennessee, spirited off to a prison in Canada, and then transferred to a prison in Germany, where he was found guilty, and an 80-year-old man was sentenced to 5 years in a German prison after being kidnapped. No benefit of habeas corpus for denying the Holocaust. And on the heels of that, we've got a commission being formed here to examine and report upon the facts and causes of violent radicalization, homegrown terrorism, ideologically based violence in the United States, including United States connections to non-United States persons or networks, violent radicalization, homegrown terrorism, ideologically based violence in prison, individual or lone wolf, violent radicalization, homegrown terrorism, ideologically based violence and other faces of the phenomena of violent radicalization, homegrown terrorism, or ideologically based violence. The commission considers important. Did you catch that one lone wolf thing? That is how they would describe me. I don't have an organization. Not trying to put an organization together. Much of one, anyway. And they also ideologically based violence in prison. Is that what Nacho Ramos had to go through? I mean, he was beat up in prison by the illegals that he helped put there. So this bill has already passed the House, and unless you get on the phone, unless you get on the horn, they're going to try to pass this in the Senate too. The composition of the commission to be composed of 10 members appointed for the life of the commission. One member appointed by the president, one member appointed by the secretary, one member appointed by the majority leader of the Senate, one member appointed by the majority leader, minority leader of the Senate. One member shall be appointed by the Speaker of the House of Representatives. One member shall be appointed by the minority leader of the House of Representatives. One member shall be appointed by the chairman of the Committee on Homeland Security of the House of Representatives. A few more here. But the individuals shall be selected on the basis of professional qualification, achievements, public stature, expertise, and expertise in relevant fields, including but not limited to behavioral science, constitutional law, corrections, counterterrorism, cultural anthropology, education, information technology, intelligence, juvenile justice, local law enforcement, organized crime, Islam, and other other world religions or society or terrorists. The commission may request directly from any executive department, bureau, agency, board, commissions, office, independent establishment, some of their information. The committee and staff shall receive, handle, store, disseminate information in a manner consistent with operative status regulations. This is so generalized, folks. That means they could basically do anything they want. This is just forming the committee. What they're not talking about in this is what violent radicalization, homegrown terrorism, really is. They're leaving it to the Secretary of Homeland Security to establish or designate a university-based center of excellence for the study of violent radicalization, homegrown terrorism. And that center shall contribute to the establishment of training and written materials. Are we talking about another ADL organization here? And if you're speaking out against Zionism, which really has created the last two wars, and working on the third, does that make you a violent radical? Let me hear from you. I'd like to know your viewpoints on this. 800-313-9443. And then I'm going to tell you what I think is the only...
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
To come into the chat room, you go to freeamerican.com and stop in there. Just follow the links to the chat room, sign in, and talk to me. Or you can call me at 800-313-9443. Nowhere in that bill did it tell exactly what homegrown terrorism was supposed to be. Lindsay Beierstein reported in these times that this passed the House of Representatives by a vote of 404-6. And this wide margin is indicative of a growing concern among U.S. authorities about the potential for so-called homegrown terrorism in the United States. The impetuous said, is that the homegrown terror is something we now see in Western Europe. It's by far the number one threat to security in Britain, says Representative Jane Harman, Democrat of California, who introduced the bill. And some of the most infamous terrorist attacks in the United States, in U.S. history have been carried out by citizens, including the bombing of the Alfred P. Murrow Federal Building in Oklahoma City in 1995. Harman doesn't believe homegrown terrorism is a major threat to U.S. security today, but she says it's important to learn from experience in other countries, like Britain and Canada, where citizens have been inspired to commit terrorism at home by Islamic propagandists reaching out over the Internet. One of the findings of the bill that the Internet has aided in facilitating violent radicalization, ideological-based violence, and homegrown terrorism process in the United States by providing access to broad and constant streams of terrorist-related propaganda to United States citizens. Our chief problem is radical forms of Islam, but we're not only studying radical Islam. We're studying the phenomena of people with radical beliefs who turn into people who use violence. This worries Mike German, the policy counsel of the ACLU, who calls the legislation wrong-headed because it focuses on ideology rather than criminal activity. The bill calls for heightened scrutiny of people who believe or might come to believe in a violent ideology. The German wants the government to focus on people who are actually committing crimes rather than those who are merely entertaining violent ideals. Something perfectly legal. Thought crimes is what they're proposing, folks. The the bill calls for heightened scrutiny of people who believe or might come to believe in a violent ideology. Herman Bill would convene a 10-member national commission to study violent radicalization, defined as the process of adopting and promoting an extremist belief system for the purpose of facilitating ideologically based violence to advance political, religious, or social changes. And homegrown terrorism is defined as the use, planned use, or threatened use of force or violence by a group or individual born, raised, or based, and operating primarily within the United States, to intimidate or coerce the United States government, the civilian population of the United States, or any segment thereof, in furtherance of political or social objectives.
With